Welcome to Care to Lead, your path to leadership success. Brought to you by the Vizient Nurse Executives Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Barbara Seymour, Associate Vice President of Member Connections at Vizient. And today's guest is Dr. Bernadette Melnick, Helene Fold Health Trust Professor of Evidence-Based Practice and Vice President for Health Promotion and Chief Wellness Officer at The Ohio State University. Dr. Melnick is globally recognized for her expertise in evidence-based practice, population health, and patient and clinician well-being. She has more than 540 publications and $36 million of sponsored funding for her investigations. She is a fellow of the National Academy of Medicine, the American Academy of Nursing, the National Academies of Practice, and the American Association of Nurse Practitioners. Welcome, Dr. Melnick.
I'm delighted to be with you today. Please call me Bern. Everybody does.
Well, thank you, Bern. We're delighted to have you today. And I'd love to start with maybe having you tell our listeners how your path in nursing led you to a research focus in wellness.
I grew up in a small little coal mining town in southwestern Pennsylvania. My dad was a coal miner. We lived in half of a little company house. We struggled financially, but I was born with rose-colored glasses on, and I still can make lemonade out of lemons any day. But when I was 15 years of age, home alone with my mom, she sneezed, stroked out, and died right in front of me. I suffered from terrible post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and anxiety because there was no help for me in my little town of Republic, Pennsylvania. But the saddest part of my mom's story, she had a history of headaches for a year. And my dad kept saying, "Will you go to the doctor? Figure out what's wrong." She went to her family doc just 1 week before she died, was diagnosed with high blood pressure, given a prescription for a blood pressure medication that my dad found in her purse after she died. So I think you now will understand why I'm so passionate about mental health and wellness and prevention. So what I experienced as a teenager made me passionate to become a nurse, then a nurse practitioner, and go on and get my PhD so I could develop evidence-based programs to bring help for so many who are suffering throughout this country.
Wow, Bern, that's a really powerful story. Thank you so much for sharing your personal tragedy and how you've used that to help yourself and so many others. Your research and professional contributions are known internationally and span so many facets of well-being. What are the most common threads of contributors to wellness that we can positively influence as nurse leaders?
We have to remember 60% of Americans have a chronic condition, but 80% of chronic disease is totally preventable with just a few healthy lifestyle behaviors, like 30 minutes of physical activity 5 days a week, 5 fruits and veggies a day. Don't smoke, don't drink alcohol if you don't right now, but if you do, limit it. Get 7 hours of sleep a night and practice stress reduction. But sadly, most people don't change their behaviors unless crisis happens or their emotions are raised. And sadly, nurses do not have good population health outcomes, and only a small percentage meet evidence-based recommendations to prevent chronic disease.
The caregivers need to take care of themselves, right? I've read some of your work, and one of your contributions to what we know about wellness are the 10 dimensions of wellness. I'd love for you to briefly tell us about those 10 dimensions and talk specifically about career wellness. What changes can nurses at any stage of their career make to cultivate not only a healthy lifestyle, but particularly a healthy work life?
The 10 dimensions of wellness are physical, emotional, financial, spiritual, social, career, intellectual, creative, environmental, and we just added one more, and that's digital wellness. I'll speak, because you asked me to speak specifically to career wellness. I'm going to ask everybody this question, as I always do. If I could be your fairy god person and give you any wish you could attain in the next 5 to 10 years, what would you do if you couldn't fail? So many people, I ask that question and they can't answer it, because so many people have lost the ability to dream big, especially after the pandemic. So I always advise people that there are 3 D's to career success. The first, the ability to dream big, because nothing happens without a big dream. The second D is discover, the ability to risk take. Most people, when they get to the end of their life, they don't regret what they did. They regret what they didn't do. The most successful people in life dream big, discover, and they take risks, and then they persist through the character builders until their dreams come to fruition. So that's my 3D formula for success. And the last thing I want to say about that, if we are not aligned with our dreams, our purpose and passion, every day is going to be tough. And there are so many people experiencing burnout. Burnout in the nursing workforce right now ranges between 50 and 70%. There's a lot of root causes for burnout. But again, if you're aligned with your dreams, purpose, and passion, you're going to be excited and jump out of bed every morning and say, hooray, I get to go to work today. Alignment is critical in our careers and in our jobs.
It reminds me of finding your why and staying tied to that why every single day, and then using that to propel your big dreams. It's simple, but not easy, but very powerful. As a chief wellness officer, how do you work to promote these behaviors and wellness, particularly for our nursing leaders?
So the charge as a chief wellness officer is to improve population health and well-being throughout a system. But part of that is creating and sustaining a very connected, well culture. All of my studies have shown if people perceive they work in a well culture, one that is caring, one that is supportive, one that makes it easy to engage in healthy behaviors, one that emphasizes a lot of vitamin G for gratitude. One that emphasizes how people matter in the system. Those people have much better mental, physical, emotional health outcomes.
I love that. I wrote down, as you said, that vitamin G for gratitude. I'm going to use that from now on. Bern, as we come to a close, tell our audience how you invest in your well-being. What advice do you have for our listeners to encourage their well-being?
We have got to take good self-care. It is not a nicety. It's a necessity. And I am very committed and diligent about blocking time for my self-care, just like we block time for work, family time, meetings. Because again, most people don't change unless crisis happens or their emotions are raised. And my last piece of advice is this. Losing my mom at the age of 15, and it could have been prevented maybe if she would have filled that prescription, took that blood pressure medication. We have got to block that time. And if we don't do it for ourselves, we've got to do it for the people who love us, who really want us to be around for a really long time. Because I didn't have a mom to see me graduate from high school, nursing school, go on to have my three beautiful daughters. So when I don't feel like exercising, when I get up in the morning, I put the faces of my family in front of me and I do it for them because they want me to be around for a very long time.
What a great way to model what you've found in your research and what you promote for the staff and the communities that you serve. Thank you so much for sharing with us. It's been a pleasure having you as our guest today. And thank you for all you do to help us better understand how to promote wellness, particularly for our nurses.
Thank you. Keep dreaming, discovering, delivering, and taking good self-care.
Beautiful. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed today's discussion, please subscribe to hear more Care to Lead podcasts. Like us and send us your comments. Care to Lead is your path to success and is brought to you by the Vizient Nurse Executives Network. I'm Barbara Seymour. Have a great day.